The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hey, speaking of taking America back, welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. I'm coming to you from the north shore of Lake Tahoe in Northern California here, and we've got Dan Sutterfield coming in deep in the heart of Missouri coming into you there. And I just wanted to cover a couple of quick little God's Word here in the commands concerning food. I love to read what George Washington quotes, Deuteronomy 28. And if you just back up to Deuteronomy 14, that's the chapter and verses concerning food, and here are the commands. You are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. So if you've got a great big bat brow or a mono brow going, congratulations. Don't shave it. Leave it there. And let's see. Oh, these are the delicious. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing, right? But these are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, because it's not bad unless you're me. And down here at the bottom in chapter 17, it's covering all the different birds that you don't eat. But here we go. I'm just going to cover the whole things of what you don't eat. These are they of which ye shall not eat, the eagle and the ossifrage and the osprey and the glade and the kite and the vulture after his kind. So don't eat the vulture squadron, and every raven after his kind and the owl and the night hawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind. The little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gyre eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. And you know what? All those bugs, those creeping, abominable things, let's see, and every creeping thing that flieth is unclean unto you. They shall not be eaten. Sorry, Bill Gates and you bug eaters. But of all clean fowls ye may eat. Ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Here's really important instruction, okay? Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it. Or thou mayest sell it unto an alien. For those art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk. Okay, and now back to Dan Sutterfield.
Okay, so I'll finish up this stun gun thing here. So anyway, the guy says, yeah, we all carry them, and we do hundreds of people a year, hundreds. And I said, what does your boss think of that? And he goes, oh, the boss knows it works. People call us up specifically. and want us to come out and shock them, you know, or we'll meet you somewhere. My husband got bit by a cottonmouth and is swelling up and he's in pain. He said it. We shock around the bite and it just goes away. And I said, that's crazy. And he says, I know, but it works. I said, how long have you been doing this down here? He says, all 6 or 8 years. I don't know who brought the information in, but we saw how good it works, and we all just adopted it, and we're all carrying stun guns. And I said, I am so glad you told me that. And he goes, and he got real worried. He kind of stood up and come over close to me. We were sitting 6 or 8 foot apart. And he physically got up and walked over, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he looked real serious, and he said, are you bit somewhere? And I said, no, I'm okay, but I was going to tell you about it. I had no idea you guys knew about it because, you know, this kind of stuff just doesn't get printed in papers like it ought to. And he goes, no, we've been doing it for years. And I said, man, that's amazing. So there's that's as true as I can recount the story. So put that in your memory bank and don't endure the pain and agony of a spider or a snake bite. You can nip it in the bud and eliminate skin grafts. They say a copperhead won't kill you. You'll just be so sick you wish you'd die. I've read that more than once. And I'm sure a rattlesnake is equally as bad or worse. So hang on to that information, folks. And stun guns are fairly cheap. And it's something you can put in your toolbox. So I don't know what else I could tell about that, Kelly.
I'll wrap that section up and just say that, yeah, it's an indispensable tool. Get that article, get it in a printer-friendly format, and publish it. And if you have a printer, you ought to be running it 24/7 and getting that written word out. It should be faxed to everyone you care about. It should be mailed. And if someone can provide a fax or printer-friendly copy, I'll shoot 500 copies of it, just like I'm doing with the front sight flyer. And we're going to segue into that in just a couple of seconds here. I just wanted to cover some of the highlights and give you some encouragement. If you're going to pursue education and you want to go all the way to the finish line, get a doctoral degree or two and get some postdoctoral education so that you can truly serve your people from a unique perspective. We're recommending, and we have been for the last 20 years, to get your ND, your naturopathic doctoral degree, from a place like Bastyr University. And Dr. Bastyr was a DC, doctorate in chiropractic, and ND, naturopathic doctor. Now, in my perfect world, I would have been going to UC Hastings in San Francisco. That's where Camel Nose went, because I figured, why not outdo the competition and utilize that wisdom and knowledge for the good of the people, not for the good of their stupid pocketbook. And so that would have been my perfect world 2015, 2016, but that wasn't the plan, since, you know, I could take a sign, the snake bite, no big deal, but the car crash, what a horrible setback. But I'd rather have been in a car crash than have my whole life and my whole faith shipwrecked. Now, the other educational opportunity, I guess that MSL, Master of Studies in Law, came about in 2012, and I was already serving on my grand jury, and I was looking for a study buddy who wanted to put the stud back in study. All you needed was a basic bachelor's degree, and then you could go forth to get the Master of Studies in Law, MSL, just so you could, you know, if you wanted to learn the terminology and play the game, I guess that would be the way to do it. I would also love to apply myself as a dynamic and visionary instructor and work my way through Bastyr. That's the best way to do things, and I'll give you more hints and tips. You don't get all my secrets in one show. You'll have to, you know, give a call and whatnot. So a few highlights of the chiropractic education versus the medical education. All right, chiropractors go through an immense amount of schooling to receive the Doctor of Chiropractic degree, also known as a capital D, capital C. Their collegiate agenda is as follows. You have to graduate from a four-year college. You have to complete at least 2 years of undergraduate study with a focus on the sciences. That way, idiots don't graduate and get called doctor. Okay? 4 years, actually it's about 5 years of chiropractic education. Then you take mandatory internships and at least 900 hours of work in a chiropractic public clinic. After graduating, you pass written and oral board exams at national and state levels, and I had so much fun paying tuition, almost 20 grand a year, to serve the public. I was the doctor's doctor, and when I was a little bitty freshman, I was in there taking technique electives with my senior upperclassmen and women, and have been an acupuncturist assistant, anatomy physiology assistant professor, scuba diving assistant instructor when I was 15 years old. And I've got all the transcripts to prove it. Not really a big deal. My education was a minimum of 520 hours in anatomy, 420 in physiology, and close to or equal with pathology, chemistry, bacteriology, and diagnosis. But when it comes to neurology, I am the nervous system specialist with 320 hours versus your medical doctor's 112. Come on. I do more x-ray radiology. I'm an x-ray supervisor operator. Let's see. How come the medical profession has to do three times as much psychiatry? Yet, in my internship and residency, I had all the wonderful psychiatric, quote-unquote, patients. We do a little bit of obstetrics and gynecology and a lot more orthopedics. Your medical doctor spends 4 hours in their entire career learning nutrition and dietary stuff, and that's if they're conscious or awake during the class session. So nutrition is 80% of your total health picture. Chiropractic covers dietary hygiene, physical hygiene. The scope of the license is to locate, analyze, and correct a vertebral subluxation. And let's see, diagnose the need, supply the need, observe the results, and they're always good. And the college setting, if you're Hobo Kelly, like I have been at times, you can find the chiropractic college, maybe an acupuncture college, and get in there and support and school those students in how to care for you, the public. We didn't shut our doors or get stupid during the coronavirus pandemic. Our doors were open. We treated the public. We lived through the AIDS issue, you know, to begin with. So there you go. Lots of great continuing education. You can study radiation protection. You can study just tons of stuff with your CEUs, and you can actually get a textbook with a test booklet. You can get different techniques and tools. Let's see, adjusting. I did applied kinesiology, blah, blah, blah. Sorry about that. Just a little background in what I've done and what I'm going to continue to do here. And we're talking about really important stuff. Get that stun gun information and wisdom and knowledge out to your EMT. You get to be the one to educate your veterinarian and your EMT if they're not already. And now, back to Dan Sutterfield.
That's a hard act to follow, young lady. You've done a lot. A good friend of mine's a chiropractor also, and he kind of clued me into the unbelievable amount of education that he had to get to be able to do what he does. It's just amazing. Okay, well, I guess we could talk about the fundraiser that's been going on. We're in our sixth 90-day segment fundraiser, and we started this back in March of 18, and that was the first time we came on, and we didn't know if people were going to be interested or we have much much, you know, compliance. You know, it's the perfect way to help RBN because you get something other than the radio station back, which would be enough, no argument. But when you can get a $25,000 membership for a $500 donation, that's just unheard of. In fact, I've had more than one call me up and say, who are you and how can you do this? Because we've been looking at Front Sight for years and our family couldn't afford it. And they were a little irate, almost. A few of them were. They didn't get ugly or anything, but they were really skeptical, and I can't blame them. We've all been scammed and taken advantage of. Most, if you've been around the planet very long, I'm sure that's happened to most everybody. And this sounds too good to be true, and it does fit that category, except that it's true. There's nobody pulling your leg. We've been doing this since March of 2018, and it's a little surprising to me that we haven't had more people take advantage of this. I know there's most everybody that listens is probably Second Amendment advocates, wouldn't you think, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, because that's one of your most precious God-given rights, and the duty of every public employee and public servant is to secure, to protect, and to defend your God-given rights. And I could turn into Ted Nugent if I just eat a little venison. So pay attention, write this stuff down, and we'll tell you about some really handsome T-shirts that are available to remind you of this fundraiser opportunity. If for any reason you cannot afford to do it before this commercial goes off air on the 10th of July at midnight, it is an ongoing, continual fundraiser. I'm going to be contacting every sheriff, that elected official, in every county in California, and they're going to have the opportunity to make sure that their peace officers, that their deputies, that their captains, that everybody in the upper ranks all the way down to whoever has the opportunity to be able to say, stop right there. Because if you don't, you're going to be like everyone else who's not just lost their mind and their standing, but all of their privacy and their property. And so these things are worth eternal vigilance. And do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to give you Dan's mailing address a couple of times. For those of you that prefer privacy and anonymity, there's the beauty of the United States Postal Service money order. And Dan will tell you the story about when he went down to train. And then I'll talk a little bit about my experience down there. And now back to Dan Sutterfield.
Okay, so this Front Sight situation is absolutely incredible, an opportunity. A lot of people have paid a tremendous, well, it's not a tremendous amount for what you get, but it's a lot of money, no argument. What we're offering, I can't imagine anybody that's listening to us, if they haven't heard the promos in between all the shows and during the shows, John Stapmiller, that's his voice, and he does a wonderful job with it. And people really need to listen to that and take it to heart. And I hear the music coming in again, Kelly.
Right on. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly, with guest host Dan Sutterfield. We're talking about all kinds of cool things, shock treatment for snake and spider bites, and most importantly, Front Sight. Thank you for supporting this. See you in a minute.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, welcome back to the RBN audience. This is Dr. Kelly with Dan Sutterfield. And we're filling in some mighty big shoes for John Stattmiller today. And we want to make him proud. We want to make him laugh. And we're so grateful that we have this opportunity to speak with you. And now, back to Dan Sutterfield.
Okay, guys, here's the thing. I've never spoken directly to Dr. Piazza, but we've texted and emailed each other. And he, every time we do these fundraisers, he gives us a 90-day window to use the airwaves to do this fundraiser. And he's being very gracious because normally he doesn't let anything like this happen. I don't work for Front Sight, but I am a member at the director level. And it's just amazing that he's allowed us to do this. It has... According to John Stattmiller, it's been instrumental in keeping RBN on the air. We're not the only reason by any means, but he said without this, they probably would have been off the air already. So they get the majority of the money whenever you send them the $500. They get 90% of it. I do keep a little bit for my investment and the minimal amount that I thought was fair. And every time we did a fundraiser, we gave them more pretty much, gave RBN more. So right now, 90% of whatever you send in goes directly to RBN. And it's just an incredible way to help the radio station and to give you something that's a legacy in the fact that once you're done with Front Sight, whether you go once or 50 times, you can pass your membership to the next person that you think is worthwhile. And there's no transfer fee, no penalties for doing that. As long as they haven't committed a felony, the membership goes right to them, nothing out of your pocket to do that. So, and that can be passed on again and again and again indefinitely. So I thought of something I thought was pretty neat, Kelly. If there's an organization that needs a security team, whether it be a church or a Boy Scout troop, I don't know why they would need it, but you never know. If there's an organization that needs a security team and they're short on funds, but they really want them trained well, and they're just good old boys, but they've never really been trained, they could get maybe two memberships. And RBN, of course, would get the money. And they could go to Front Sight for two, three, four, five times, whatever they thought was necessary to bring their training level up to where they felt competent. And then they could give their membership to the next two people in line that are wanting trained and wanting to be part of the security team. And that could be passed on indefinitely. As somebody moves away or passes away and they're short of members, then they can just pass that on to the next two or one at a time. It doesn't make any difference. And they can go out there and get their training. And I thought that would be a real unique way to keep the thing alive and to keep from having to pay, you know, for each person individually to be trained. Because there is no monthly fees or dues with Front Sight. There is a $50 background fee or background check fee for the year that you decide to train, no matter how many classes you take. And that's to satisfy their liability insurance, which you can imagine they have. So I thought that would be a very practical and unique way to get a security team well-trained. And I hadn't heard of anybody else doing that, but I kind of came up with that idea after talking to a bunch of people over the years. And I don't know if anybody's done that or not, but that would be a perfect way to help the radio station and to help the organization, whatever it is, if they need a security team. Okay, so let's see, where are we at on this?
And then I'll just pop in with this fact.
Yeah, go ahead. Anytime.
Since you can definitely trust the good doctor, Piazza, and you can trust Front Sight, if you're, say somebody made a false claim against you or they made a complaint against you and you were charged, you were possibly incarcerated, you know, you can't be incarcerated without a grand jury indictment at the county jail level. And so Front Sight is very trustworthy, and that's where I would start with my background check. If I were you, if you had some kook or some creep that's trying to be, you know, be the predator and treat you as the prey, EY, not only do they need prayer, but you better check into your background and make sure that there's not some erroneous information on your, you know, joke of a credit report or whatever it may be, the LexisNexis database. There are a whole bunch of errors on that stupid thing, and it actually shows the car crash 1 month before it occurred. And so I'll be seeing Warren Buffet in court. And now back to Dan.
Okay. As far as this 90-day period, after the 90 days is up, and this time it's up July 10th, midnight, and I hear music coming in again. We'll talk about the T-shirts when we come back from the break.
Right on. And I do hear the angels in the background. And we'll see you right on the other side of this break. National Intel Report, Dr. Kelly and Dan Sutterfield.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Beulah Land, I am longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be eternal. Beulah, I'm kind of homesick for a country where I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be. You
welcome back. National Intel Report, and that song is for you right there in Beulah Land in the heart of Russia. Back to Dan Sutterfield. This is the National Intel Report. This is, I guess, the home stretch, and we're discussing really critical things that you have to get out to the people that you care about. Do not be a hoarder of this information. Do not be ever learning yet never understanding the value of this wisdom and knowledge. Just go ahead and pass it along. And back to Dan Sutterfield.
Thank you, Kelly. What I was saying before is that Dr. Piazza has given us these 90-day windows to do this fundraiser and use the airwaves to remind people of what they can get for their benefit, actually more so than the money they're given to RBN, because the value of what this is just off the chart compared to what you're given to RBN. So anyway, the fundraiser in reality can go on indefinitely. We just can't use media after midnight July 10th. That's when the time's up. And he gave that the sixth fundraiser that we're in now was a direct extension from the fifth fundraiser. As soon as the fifth one was over, a little bit before that, I contacted Dr. Piazza and asked him if he could give us an extension, because we really had a low response rate. I was just blown away by how few people took advantage of it. But he was kind enough to do that. And even though July 10th, midnight, everything's supposed to come off of the RBN website. It's all on there right now if you need to copy anything down, how to get a hold of me and you know, what we're doing here. But after the July 10th midnight, the fundraiser can continue. We just can't use media. So in other words, if you want to tell your friends, your relatives, your coworkers, whatever, about this incredible deal, all they got to do is get a hold of me. And something that'll help that, if you want to do it, is a T-shirt that we work diligently on to create. Dr. Kelly's got one. She might have it on right now. I don't know. But
that's correct, and it's beautiful. It's got the RBN logo on the face. It's a beautiful gray color, and it says, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And then it's got the ongoing fundraiser for republicbroadcasting.org. And if you like anonymity, you can do those U.S. postal money orders, and you can mail it to Dan directly at his little, here's his mailing address. Get ready to write this. Pay attention. 16780. Just remember 1678. I'm thinking of John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress myself. 16780 County Road, or the initials CR, 8180. That's 16780 County Road, 8180, Newburgh, with a U, N-E-W-B-U-R-G. That's Newburgh, Missouri, or Missouri. And the zip code is 65550. And go ahead and do it the private way, the untraceable, untrackable, undatabaseable way. And go ahead, pick up Dan.
Okay. So what it amounts to is that's the same address where you'll send the donation to RBN. And if you want a T-shirt, I've got the small, medium, large, extra large, 2XL, and 3XL. I've got all the sizes. And it's $25. That would cover the T-shirt and the shipping to anywhere, I guess, continental United States. I don't know what it would be like to ship it to Europe. I haven't done that yet. But on the back of that T-shirt is all of my contact information. And on the front, of course, is the RBN logo. It's got some color in it. And we picked a medium gray so it wouldn't show smudges, or after you wear it once, it wouldn't be, you know, too ugly to wear again, maybe, if you didn't sweat it up or whatever. So anyway, it's a nice looking T-shirt, and you'd be kind of like a walking billboard, and your friends might say, "Hey, what's that all about? Where'd you get that?" And then you got your foot in the door. You can tell them about it, and like I said, the fundraiser can go on as long as I'm alive, and we don't use media. This fundraiser can go on indefinitely. So I guess the alive part's the critical part there. Because I'm the one that's got the memberships in my account because of my dealing with FrontSite over the years, and I have to make a transfer from my account into your account. And it's easy to do. It takes me a few minutes on the Internet. And you've got to create an account with FrontSite. They keep track of everything on a computer, and it costs you absolutely nothing. And the information on how to create that account and where to go on their website is posted right now on the RBN website, but I can walk anybody through it. I've done it enough on the phone. I don't have any problem walking you through it. Just get you in front of a computer. And actually, if you don't have a computer, that's okay. FrontSite is very user-friendly. You can call them up, and they can ask you the proper questions and create your account there in their facility, and then you just have to get me your login ID. I don't want your password. I don't need the password. That's private. But I've got to have the login ID to make the transfer of the membership. And if you're new to all of this, which I can't believe, but you might be, go to frontsite.com and look up the Commander Lifetime Membership. And there's a lot of perks with that membership that we shouldn't really take airtime to go into right now. But there's a lot of perks, and it's just an incredible experience to go out there. Kelly can speak from experience, so can I. I read a lot, and finally I got myself out there, and I actually thought I would be bored for the first four-day pistol class because I've been around guns a lot my whole life, and I just expected, well, I'll go ahead and get my ticket punched and do what I need to do because I've invested in this and I believe in what they're doing, and I really expected to be bored, and I wasn't. I wasn't bored at all. In fact, that end of that first day of the four-day pistol class, that old axiom that we've all heard, you don't know what you don't know, man, that hit me, and it hit me good. I mean, it felt good to know, man, I'm glad I went ahead and did it because I learned so much. They can take the average person that has no basic experience with firearms and teach them to draw from concealed, a holster that's concealed, and put two bullets into a target, I believe it's 7 yards, isn't it, Kelly? In under 2 seconds.
Yeah, we trained at quite a few different different distances, and yeah, a controlled pair to the chest cavity, drawn from full concealment in 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, I say under two, but I think they do expect you to be able to do that, and it's not like as long as you don't have any physical impairment. You got a shoulder that doesn't work, that's going to be a problem. But as long as you're just reasonably healthy, and you don't have to run the 100-yard dash or anything out there, it's just an unbelievably worthwhile experience. And it'll totally change your attitude toward your firearms. If you've got a firearm and you haven't been trained, what happens when you go out and shoot one or two boxes a year, which it seems like that's about all people want to do? You waste time, you waste money, and you develop bad habits. And folks, it takes about a tenth of a second to lose a gunfight. And I hope you never need your training. I really hope and pray. But you've got a responsibility to yourself and your family to be the best you can be. If you're going to own a firearm, you need to know how to use it, and you need to be trained properly. So that's what this is all about. Needless to say, we're helping RBN, and it's an unbelievable value that you're getting if you decide to do this fundraiser. So think about getting a T-shirt. I got all the sizes, and it's $25. That includes the shipping, and you can call me if you need more information. I've got a cell phone and a landline. All that information's on the RBN website. Do we need to go over that again now, Kelly, or just let them go to the website?
They can go to the website, or they can call for if they need a direct referral or some encouragement. And I got to do my training in March, and it was funny because Carl Lentz said, oh, somebody thought it was a good idea to put a gun in your hand. I was like, I rented. I'm in California. What kind of guns do I have? Anyway, Dan was super gracious and was able to provide me with a rental. I was able to rent what's called a Springfield XD, which has, pardon me, a double stack magazine, and which holds 17 rounds. And with the rental, you get your training bright orange fluorescent plastic gun. You get three magazines, and you get your magazine pouch. And it was so amazing. I had never seen, let alone touched, any semi-auto pistol. This was Monday morning. By Thursday morning, I was only 3 points away from distinguished graduate status, which I really wanted to impress and get that, but that was my first time. I believe I spent about $420 on ammo for all of those days, and there is no comparison to this level of training. It is the fourth highest level available in the world, and alongside me were 101st Airborne, who was also a left-handed shooter. There was a woman from the Army Corps training there. We had a United States or federal air marshal training there, and it was just, it was so wonderful. My instructor's name was D-U-R-W-A-R-D, Durward, and his girl of 17 years taught a couple ranges down from us on the second and third day. I'm sorry, the third and the fourth day. You were on the range all day. And there's a single round elimination shoot off. And I got my butt kicked by a 16-year-old, and it was his birthday. So we put our single round winner with this beautiful Sig Sauer and a really neat holster setup with a little belt and a little anchor that went around the lower thigh, sort of like a cool old school cowboy holster, but just done in Gore-Tex. And the other guy, Paul, came over and went against our guy, and it was so fun. We finished before they did, so we did our hooting and hollering, and then they came over, and Paul beat our guy, and the girl was so sweet. She said, you know, any time that you'd like to get your butts kicked, you just invite us over, and we'll be happy to come do it. And it is such a wonderful group of people that go out there, seeing the families come out, bringing the whole family in their RV, and there are little campfire rings and spaces right there on the property. When you play your cards right, you can train for 11 hours the first day, 10 hours the second day, 9 hours on the third day, and 8 full hours on the fourth day. And if you've been robbed or pillaged, if your investments were stolen, you've been plundered, you've been spoiled, this is the way to not only get back what you lost, but enough to be able to bless and share with others the fruits of your labor. If you can donate your time and your treasure, you can gain talents that you then are able to share with others. And I could talk about it forever, and do it. Do this thing. Get trained with a hooded sweatshirt where you can draw from total concealment. You're not concealed carry if you're wearing an open front vest or some kind of hoodie. You lift your arm up to grab that chocolate milk off the top shelf, because you're going to go bless your deputies and your peace officers with chocolate milk and donuts, gluten-free. Someone's going to see that, and it could create a whole world of trouble for you. So train how you need to be prepared for the future. And I'll give it back to Dan Sutterfield now.
Good information, Kelly. Really good. Yeah, folks, it's just an amazing experience to go out there. I don't know what I can tell you to get you encouraged enough to do this, but you won't be sorry. Of all the people that have done this for RBN, I have not gotten one negative phone call back. Not one. Not even somebody that was mildly disgruntled or wished something would have been a little bit better. Okay, guys, we got music coming back in.
Took it all away. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to the last little segment here on the National Intel Report. That was a little bit of imaginary music from Baron Cross, letting you know that the man who plays the instrument can be a tool, and so he is responsible for what he for what he sells you. Imagine you are standing on a stage. And so here we are wrapping up today's edition of the National Intel Report. And you've got your super special sponsor guest, Dan Sutterfield. We're talking about Front Sight and Shock Cure for snake and spider bites. And we've got a lot more to cover. And perhaps we'll do this again sometime. And now, back to Dan.
Okay, guys. Speaking specifically to those that have donated before, please take the opportunity, without being obnoxious, of course, to share this with your friends. All they've got to do is get a hold of me. Even though this all comes off the website, midnight July 10th, the fundraiser goes on, like I said before. It'll go on. But you got to contact me. We can't remind you anymore on the air after that. And we probably won't do another fundraiser. You might be getting tired of the ads. I don't know. It encourages me every time I hear it because I think there's got to be new people that listens to this and are smart enough to take advantage of it. So please, for those of you that have donated before and have managed to get out to Front Sight, share this with your friends. Invite them to go with you. Family members, anniversary presents, wedding gifts. Can you imagine a new couple married and you lay a couple of these memberships on, one for the husband and the wife? That's something they'll never forget. And I hope they never need it, but boy, it's kind of like going out in your car. You wouldn't purposely leave your car, go on a trip without your jack and your spare tire, would you? I don't think anybody would do that. Even if you think you might have trouble changing it, you might get some help from somebody to get that spare tire changed. And something else that's just a little bitty sidebar here. I bought a brand new Dodge minivan here a few years ago in 08, I guess it was. And about 5 years later, I had my first flat. And I pulled the spare down. You guessed it. It was brand new, never been off the car, dead flat. It didn't have 5 pounds of air in it. And that's just the way things go. You need to check the air in your spare tire at least twice a year, even if it's aggravating. So get the T-shirt, consider getting a membership with Front Sight, and RBN gets 90% of the money. So get with me, folks. I'd be glad to talk to you anytime, night or day. You call me from, I know people work strange schedules, so you call me at your convenience, I'll talk to you. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Kelly, for having me on.
And thank you so much, Dan, for doing everything that you do. And, you know, the pilot, it's his responsibility to check the fuel level before you go taking off. And same thing with your spare tire. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth.
Amen.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.